Nick Kirsten is the project lead for the Mylar project. It's a sub-project of the technology project. How are you today, Nick?
I'm doing well. The conference is really exciting. We've got lots of stuff going on about Mylar, so it's been great.
So where did the idea for Mylar come from?
Well, what was happening is I was working on Aspect 8 at the time, and we had the 1.0 release. And that 1.0 release gave me full-on RSI. So, you know, I just got 10 lines in my forearms, and I realized I kept getting it back, and I developed all these good practices to deal with it, but I just kept coming back. And then I started watching what I was doing, and I realized it was coming from all the clicking I was doing. So what I did is I installed all these plugins that made me click less, and then I realized, wait a second, I checked what I was actually clicking, and I realized I was clicking the same stuff over and over, whether I was in Eclipse or in the Windows Explorer. So I thought, well, if I'm clicking the same stuff over and over, all we need to do is figure out a way to group that same stuff I'm clicking. So I looked up the way our memory works and the way that we recall things, and I realized that a really easy way to group things is by the way that we work on them. Because we've got this thing, we've got these two kinds of memory that we use when we're programming. We've got our semantic memory, which is how we understand how the Eclipse framework works. It's how we understand the structure of a system or the structure of a big website. And then we have this other memory called episodic memory. And the difference between the two is semantic memory. You have to learn it over and over. That's why it takes so long to learn how to use a big framework. Mm-hmm. Episodic memory, you need one exposure, and you remember the thing. That's why you remember the task that you worked on the other day. So we made, with Mylar, the idea was you make tasks be the primary thing in the IDE that you use to recall information, and you just make the context, the stuff that comes from your semantic memory, you make that get weighted automatically for each task. So it's one click to remember what task you worked on, whether it was last week or last month or 6 months ago, and you just bring up all the relevant information in the context. And we did the 1.0 release, I still have no RSI, and we're in the 2.0 time frame, in the 2.0 milestones right now, and my arms are still doing well, so it works.
Well, good. I want your arms to be in good shape.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how you actually build Mylar? I guess I see some additions to the views. The way that the existing views operate has changed. Are you replacing views, augmenting them? How do you do that?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great question, because what happened in the very first version, that's exactly what we did. We made a new Passage Explorer. We made a new outline view. We made a new Java editor. And that doesn't get you that far, because someone else extends the Java editor, someone adds something to the Packs Explorer, and it just doesn't scale. So the really cool thing about Eclipse that just doesn't quite work in any other IDE platform I've worked on, because I built plugins for NetBeans and Visual Studio and older versions of JBuilder. The thing that Eclipse has is it's got these UI contributions that you can make, and it's got these really good abstractions for things like views and viewers, for decorators, for perspectives. So what we can do is we can consistently link these things in that come from Mylar to focus the users into the existing facilities in Eclipse. So we can add the same button to every structured viewer in Eclipse to focus that view to show only the stuff that's relevant to the task. We add one decorator to the whole platform so that landmarks become bold and uninteresting elements become gray. That's 4 lines of plugin XML, right? And then it's something like 10 lines of decorator code. So the fact that you can make these contributions in the UI means we don't replace anything, we just integrate with all the facilities. And the really important thing it means right now that people are extending Mylar beyond the Eclipse SDK, so you've got the dynamic languages toolkit making it work for JavaScript and for Ruby, is that they can do that exact same thing. They don't have to re-implement it. They just have to hook it together via extension point.
So we should expect to see Mylar supported by the DLTK and for other dynamic languages as well.
Yeah, and this was a really cool thing I didn't even learn about till last week. So we've got these three important frameworks. We've got the tasks framework, which is how you hook Mylar into your task repository. Mm-hmm. Out of the box, we've got Jira, Track, and Bugzilla, obviously. Those are our reference implementations. And the cool thing is lots of people are building extensions to other issue trackers. We've got the team framework, which makes all the chain sets work with the different version control systems like Subversion or CVS, which is the one we do out of the box. And the context framework is what makes the interaction monitoring and the view filtering work, so that when you're working with Java elements or with Ant elements, which are the ones that we support, you get the focusing in the outline view and the package explorer and the navigator views. You only see the stuff that's relevant. And no one had yet extended the context framework. So what the DLTK guys did is made it work for DLTK. And by doing that, because they've got this neat generic framework, they made it work for Ruby, you know, Tickle, Python, all at the same time. So it was really good to see that.
It must be exciting to see Mylar being accepted and used by so many people, and I guess extended by so many people. So clearly DLTK, but there's been other bug tracking systems, for example, that have been integrated.
Yeah, that's right. That's, you know, that's been the most important part, because you get, out of the box, you get support for working with your personal tasks. But that only gets you so far, because so much of a developer's day is working on these shared tasks. You know, as Eclipse developers, we're on Bugzilla. But community contributions have made Mylar work for Jira, Mylar work for Track. And those are actually part of our reference implementation. Having those three separate bug trackers made sure that we had an API that was generic in the right sorts of ways, and a rich editor that could be adapted to those different systems with very different web service APIs. So with 1.0, that framework got good enough that other people could start building it and extending it to other issue trackers. So actually on version 0.8, CodeGear extended to XPlanner. And the cool thing is that yesterday they announced that they were going to contribute their XPlanner integration into Mylar. Now, we don't want actually everything to come into Mylar. We just want the reference implementations there. But the cool thing about XPlanner is that it meets our 2.0 plan, because we want better support for planning tools, for project planning tools, to be integrated, to be part of our framework. So you can do iteration planning, story planning, those kinds of things can show up in a task list. But the other great thing is, yeah, we've got open source efforts. We've got things like CodeBeamer, Mantis. Those are really bugs with, you know, over 50 votes each, I think. And we've got other efforts with, for example, CollabNet. It's got IssueZilla and covered right now. It's going to be shipping at the end of April, which is really awesome, because that serves the Java.NET community, lets them work in a staff-focused way, and that's a huge community, and so is the Tigris.org community. CollabNet's doing one for Project Tracker as well, so all the CollabNet enterprise customers get it too. So that's been the most exciting thing to me at this conference, is that there's all the integration happening, especially around those task repositories.
And we're starting to see Mylar in commercial products as well.
Yeah, so it's in JBuilder 2007. It's bundled there, so that was excellent to see. And so we're hoping to see more bundling with the other Eclipse suites too.
And it's certainly, I guess the obvious application is for software development, but you've also engineered it so that it can be used in used by a different class of user.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, a bunch of the work that I do in Mylar, so we have these four core committers on our project. They do a lot of work, so I manage their commitments. We also have, not the commitments, I manage their contributions. And we also have a lot of people making patches. In the course of Class EclipseCon, I just counted, we've had 199 bugs resolved via patches, and some of those, you know, where it took 10 patches to resolve. So we manage our contributions in our user community and our developer community all through Mylar. And that's actually an activity that's not specific to programming. It's the same activity that project managers have to do. So what's happening right now is that we're going to make sure that that's available. We've always had a fact entry on how to install Mylar without any of the programming parts of it into a core Eclipse runtime. Now, the other thing that we want to do, so that's important and that's available, the other thing that we've realized is that people need it to work outside of their workbench. We all want to spend all our time in the Eclipse workbench. I wish my entire day was that. And the good thing is it's getting closer and closer, right? But I still have to work in Microsoft Office applications. I still spend time in Google Web applications, like Google Calendar. So, you know, my whole goal is to bring about this task-focused desktop. All our interactions with the desktops are driven by tasks, so everything is about easy to recall. You don't go and spend time in the file open, save dialog. You don't go going through the Windows Explorer to find files or look, you know, doing these long searches trying to figure out exactly how you're going to find this file that you had just last week. So what we're doing now is we announced a new company called TaskUp Technologies yesterday, and we're going to be integrating Mylar with the Windows operating system. It's one of the first things we'll be doing. So the same kind of interaction monitoring that we have in the open source project for interaction monitoring in the workbench, we're doing in the Windows operating system. That means when you work in a Microsoft Word file or a Photoshop file outside of the workbench, it still becomes a part of this degree of interest model. You deactivate the task, those files close, you come back to the task, you know, then you go work on a bug report or you go to lunch. You come back to the task and it opens up all those applications. So we're going to be making the whole workday task-focused in this way. So that's the really key part of it. integrate with the operating system. We're hopefully we get to do Mac OS as well before too long, and we just hope that the Linux community copies exactly what we do with Windows, because it's all going to be on our Mylar extension points. It's not going to be that hard to copy for Linux, I'm hoping. Well, I actually know it'll be easier to implement for Linux because X11 is so much easier to work with than what we have to do for Win32. Then the other key thing that we have to do, so we've got interaction monitoring of the workbench, we've got the operating system now, or we will. The preview is going to be at the end of April, and you can go to taskstop.com if you want to sign up for the preview release. And then there's the web applications. So we've actually made Mylar to Taskstop this extension to Eclipse that you can either use as an RCP app if you're like a project manager, or you can use just as plugins to Eclipse. You can set it as the default browser. Then all of your browsing activity is tracked within Eclipse, so there's no more of this mess with browser tabs. You don't go into this list of 30 browser tabs. You just reactivate a task, all your plan in Eclipse, all your feeds, everything that you wanted come up, they show up in the navigator view, and you get this easy multitasking for working with, you know, both Microsoft Office documents, feeds, and websites. So we're tracking interaction with web documents as well. We're making it the default browser, and we're also plugging it into web services. So we've got a plugin for Google Calendar that lets you do your task scheduling in Google Calendar. So we're really rounding out this task-focused with the other services and applications that we use.
Now, I saw you demoed this yesterday,
yeah.
And I saw that a click on a URL opened, brought Eclipse to the front, and rather than opening up a browser on a Bugzilla entry, it opened up the rich editor for the Bugzilla entry. Now that's, I'm assuming, a generic framework that can be used for other sorts of activities.
That's right. Yeah. So this is the coolest thing. I've been really happy about that. I stopped using the Windows Explorer ages ago, and you know, going back to the Windows Explorer is when I'm trying to do backups there, and it feels like going back to DOS prompt. I stopped using. It's only been a couple of weeks that I stopped using Firefox, and I've been using Taskstop as my default browser for everything, and it's amazing. You get an IM message in Skype. You click it, it opens up in the rich editor when we have a rich editor. That rich editor, if I'm in Vancouver, it doesn't have to go to Ottawa to get the bug report because we sync them all in the background and the bugs, the Eclipse.org repositories in Ottawa. So you get that rich internet application experience with all the benefits of RCP because it means drag and drop works properly, and I don't know how soon it's going to work properly for Ajax. So we're not holding our breath. We'll make sure you reintegrate when it does. And you also get, you know, the thing that you hinted at, we can make that work for other resources. So the idea I just had recently is that when you click on an update site link, well, if your workbench is the default browser, let's just launch the update manager and add that site to the bookmarks list. So once you've got, you know, the workbench is this really rich environment. It's more extensible than any other UI framework we've had. It's, you know, we can't build these things on top of Windows, and they're really hard to build on top of some web apps. So once we make that be your portal to your browsing. And the good thing is we can embed both Explorer and Firefox now with Eclipse 3.3 and 5. We can do some really neat things with linking other information sources like things captured in URLs and bringing up the right rich editor or update manager, things like that, in Eclipse. So that's the kind of things that we'll have available pretty soon.
Right, and that's Taskstop. That's a new company that you've recently incorporated.
Yeah, and it stands for Task Focused Desktop. And the thing that we're doing is we're doing two things. We're providing services to help people build on the Mylar framework. So I mentioned CollabNet. We helped them create their first Mylar connectors, and now they're going to keep developing those. We're going to help Rally for people using their systems for agile project planning and Scrum. And so we're providing those services for helping people build on Mylar. So with consulting, we've got training for people wanting to adopt Mylar in larger organizations. And we've got second-line support and third-line support for people wanting to bundle Mylar. But then the other thing that we're doing is this integration with these desktop applications and proprietary web apps that will round out the experience to do this task-focused desktop.
So you've been enjoying EclipseCon?
Yeah, it's been great. This is always my favorite conference of the year. You know, I go to a fair amount of conferences, but just the amount of, you know, technical knowledge that gets exchanged in the hallways or at the poster sessions is awesome, and you can always go find the person that you really want to bug about some fix. That so usually we manage to resolve things on bug reports, but when you can't, it's fun to joke about it with them as a poster.
Great. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. It's been great talking to you, and best of luck with Taskstop. That's Taskstop.com, by the way. If any listeners are want to get on Mix Beta.
Yeah, on that preview beta release for the end of April.
Great.
We'll actually announce that at Eclipse Forum Europe.
Oh, excellent. Well, look forward to seeing you at Eclipse Forum Europe as well. Great. Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Okay, thanks.